I don't know what you're saying, man. You're muted. You've been muted for the last 30 seconds.
No way.
Yeah. I've been enjoying this a lot, let me tell you. Wow. Wow. Yep. What a way to end the year. That's perfect. What I love that.
No. I can't now. I'm just in fear of looking at the chat.
Oh, it's I could have like jumped in to tell you, but I needed to let it happen. It had to happen. Had to happen. That's funny.
That's not the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah, I know, but it's funny.
All right. Well, I just because she's having so much fun, I can see her laughing at me. Let's welcome from the Sisters with Savers. It's Maria. How you doing, Maria?
What's up, Steel? It's all in good fun. It's all in good fun. Hey, everybody.
And hey, Maria, how you doing? I'm now on the back foot. I'm just so red. sorry, there's another person here that's like Riley. Yeah, this is not how I want to start the show at all.
Okay, you know what's funny is I muted my mic, but then I still did. Me not like when I was talking, I still didn't make any noise when I talked, even though my mic was muted and I could have done whatever.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah, I was here, like I was out to type. Am I the only one who doesn't hear Steel? And then Corey called you. I don't know. I'm like, okay, so it's not just me.
I just envisioned Riley and Maria laughing the whole time with me. Just I just feel like we were all on the same page there.
Well, because when they're off the screen. Like, yeah. they're little like postage stamps, and they're sort of frosted up a little bit. Oh, you know how StreamYard. But Riley, she was just sitting there, so I couldn't really tell her reaction. Maria left nothing to chance. She was thrusting all about, just like holding her tummy, and that's what she was doing. This is a brutal reenactment. But it is our little Christmas celebration. I've got my little Christmas sweater on that I can only bust out in towards the end of December every year. So, which works good in LA because it just gets to crew neck sweater weather. And you've got a bit of Grogu, baby Grogu. Hey, Corey, what's up?
Yes,
you are known as one of the best pronouncers of baby Grogu in the game.
Yeah, I guess.
No one does it like you. Mm. Hey, I saw Favreau on Good Morning America Monday.
Yes. No.
Dude, he's got a good Grogu.
He said baby Grogu.
He's like baby Grogu. Like it's exquisite.
He definitely emphasized it a lot more than I do. But I couldn't help but wonder if he just stole that from me. So, you know, baby Grogu.
So you're good. He's just got this. He sort of goes, Grogu.
Well, I genuinely watched that, and the first thing that I thought of was, "Hey, where's the credit?" And then I realized, "Oh yeah, he's the creator of the Mandalorian."
Right. Jason is right. I am igniting the eggnog. Jackie just whipped some up, literally, and it's quite good. Quite good. If you have the means. There's a DM chat where people on the show can DM each other, and I click over because there's an alert. It rarely gets used, but the last message is just Riley saying, "I need to find $175. I'm just like, where is this conversation
going? We were talking about the Ahsoka bust before the show started. I had the wrong one, and then I found the right one. But I agree with Corey. I think the one that I found first is actually the one from the New York Comic Con.
Yeah, the animated
they're both
ones.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, we are going to take some calls or some Zooms or whatever from the listenership in a little bit, because we want to hear some fun holiday Star Wars memories, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we're a couple days away from this Christmas. Oh, happy if you're watching in Australia. I know I saw Catherine Neen in the chat, among other people. Happy Christmas Eve. It's they're getting ready to go to sleep before Santa hits, which is it makes it very confusing when you've got to do cross Dateline Christmas calls. Like, do I call on their Christmas, my Christmas, Corey's Christmas? I don't know. Yeah. But Christmas cheer is already in the air because Corey.
Yes.
You gave me a little Christmas memory this week.
I did, yeah, absolutely.
Corey was in traveling. He was in California for a business meeting, as it
were. Yeah, I actually need to emphasize that for sure, so I'm glad I can say it here. We went for a business meeting this weekend, which required us to travel. Just putting that out there.
And and you were all tested up. You were testing up the Wahoo, so good
A lot of COVID tests, I'll tell you, over the last couple of days.
And I appreciate that, but I was still going to keep my distance from you.
And you did.
I kind of, like, the one benefit is, like, I now don't need an excuse to keep my distance from people.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You stay on there that side of the pool.
I want to emphasize how funny it was seeing Steele when I was down there, because as I was walking and I turned the corner, I see this man just on a skateboard, casually going around. I knew it was Steele right off the bat, but I just, for everyone else who hadn't seen Steele before, that was quite the entrance for Steele, for sure.
Now, when Steele came in, was he CGI'd to look younger than the last time he's fallen, or?
Dude.
Yeah.
Riley, riding a skateboard CGIs you younger by about 15 years. It works a treat. It works.
No, it was actually Sebastian Stan for a little bit, and then put it back to Steel. Yeah.
And it was a stuntman on the skateboard, and then he got on the skateboard, and then it was Steel again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Steel's killing it on Instagram with the videos, man. Like, he's shredding out there. I'm like,
definitely
you.
I saw your little message on Instagram, Maria, and I was like, yeah, I am gonna keep at it. I'm sticking with it until really hurt myself. All right, so Christmas memories were made this weekend when I got to stand 6 feet away from Corey for an amount of time. Let's go to the tape, you guys. We have got footage of this, and I am just going to redo it so I make sure I've got sound, because that seems to be a common problem on this show.
By the way, I had to keep this from Steel for like a month, which was really hard every time I'd be on the Thursday night streams and the Saturday night streams, because I really wanted to show you.
Can you hear that?
No, not at all.
Really?
Yeah, it's also kind of glitchy.
Yep.
Right there.
Stop.
Could you hear that?
Yeah.
Is that a yes?
Yes, but it's also very glitchy, I will say.
All right, I'll make it.
Stop.
Wait there.
What's going on, guys? Core here of Kessel Run Transmission.
Oh, God.
For those of you.
This is anarchy. I don't know why it's not working on the normal videos.
The haircut checks out.
Don't start, Maria. All right, what about now?
All right. Looks good.
It's working.
Stop. What's going on, guys? Core here of Kessel Run Transmissions. For those of you who have been following Steel and I, those of you who have been following Steel and I's coverage of The Mandalorian the last couple of months, we've had this dynamic with Toro Calican. What do you call that?
Toro Watch, buddy.
Right, and so I want you to open something that I got for you.
Wow. Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome.
It better not be a picture of Ahsoka.
You'll see, bud.
To Corey. The 50th time is the sweetest. Love Ashley this time. All right, it's getting good.
It is getting good.
Oh, boy.
Certificate of authenticity. Make quite a vow. Should be an easy job. Toro Calican. Oh, my stars. Oh. Toro, what? What a bounty hunter.
Toro, what?
Hell yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I thought that that was necessary.
What a week. Huh? What a week.
What a week.
Yeah.
So that's my special Christmas memory.
There you go. Very nice.
I have the coolest friends.
Look at that.
Now, Corey,
get a room.
I love the quote that he put on there. That's honestly the funniest part about it. I only wanted to get the one that had the best quote.
Should be an easy job. I like it. Now, in honor of that, let's do something special here. Christmas spirit and all that.
Oh boy.
Bang. There he is.
There he is.
Very nice.
The hat and everything is ready to roll. That's a dope gift. That was very sweet of you, Cor.
Oh, thank you. I think with the best gift of all this year from Steel has been me being able to watch that chapter of Mandalorian with like a straight face now and just like thinking about the jokes. Like I enjoy that episode so much more now, which I feel like was your master plan the whole time.
Jokes? What jokes?
Right. Oh my God.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
my arm's starting
to hurt. Riley, do you have like a special holiday, Christmas, end of the year Star Wars memory? Is Toro putting you off, by the way?
I was doing a gag where I had my arm around him, but my arm was starting to get tired, so I put that down. But I do like that it's me with my Ahsoka next to Toro. I like that I'm like kind of representing both of you while I'm like doing. I think that like it's weird. This is the first year aside from what 2018's for a while where we haven't had a new Star Wars movie come out at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Because that was the year that Solo came out in May instead, for reasons I don't know, a mistake. But I think that it's weird because not only am I not traveling home for the holidays, but there's also not a Star Wars movie coming out, which means that it was becoming a tradition every year since Force Awakens came out that I would come home for Christmas. And then my best friend from high school, like the guy that I skipped class with to go wait in line for Phantom Menace tickets. Like, and I saw all the midnight showings of the prequels with him. And like, we had originally bonded as friends over Star Wars before there were prequels that were out. Like,
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Was his name Dylan McKay?
No.
Okay.
No, right. No, I was not. I did not have a trench. I did have a trench coat, but not that early in my life. Wait, sorry. I thought you were making a much more tasteless joke than yours. Sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. No, Dylan McKay.
Never mind.
No. He's the bad boy of West Beverly High.
I thought you were making a way.
That was a 90210.
I thought you were making a trench coat mafia reference.
Oh, no. I don't mess with trench coats or the mafia. There are two things I stay clear from. Jordan Taylor, I don't like your attitude. Really? It's Christmas. We're trying to be accepting here of all bounty hunters. Okay.
I'll make it a little bit better. Let's just hang on. I have to figure out the way that
these noises.
Oh, there she is.
There you go.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Wow. And we're done.
She fainted when she saw Toro.
That's
she great. Was like, what a bounty hunter, handsome guy.
Here we go. I thought about getting one, but Ahsoka will probably tear it up.
Oh my God, Riley. It's that valley gravity. It'll get you every time.
Hey, to Riley's credit, at least her mic's on. Okay, so
you know, I have, yeah, it's true. I have a funny story about a standee. I just bought the Boba Fett one for Mando, and it's the Tamora Morrison one where he doesn't have the helmet on, so yeah. It's very he's got like the dark outfit on. It's scary. And so I've been told like after I got the Ahsoka one, Noah was like, okay, so we have three of them now. Let's cut back. I'm like, all right, but I gotta get the Boba Fett one. So okay, so I got the Boba Fett one, and
oh, was there a house meeting about too many standee kind of?
Yes, meetings? There was.
I'm getting flashbacks to Real World seasons 8 and 9.
Oh, Maria, this is like they're about to move into a more Star Wars fan laden house, and I'm like, you gotta film Star Wars Big Brother, like
yeah. So I opened the Boba Fett and I assemble him, and something just was triggered in Noah. Like something changed. It was Garrett and me and Noah just sitting on the couch, and Noah just looked at it, and he just looked at me, and he got up, and he just started laughing. And I'm like, what? And he takes his fist and just punches the Boba Fett at full force. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I had to do it. So he's my Boba Fett's injured right now. But
who did that?
Those things are expensive too.
Well, he said he was going to buy me another one.
Cool. Okay. $50.
Yeah.
No, he was like, I'm going to buy you another one right now, but I had to do it. I was like, okay. Well, I don't think he was.
Yeah, Corey. I'm worried. This seems to be a pattern here because let's go to the tape. This seems
agree.
To be a pattern of merchandise abuse and,
and no, you know, idea.
That baby Grogu did go missing shortly after that punch.
I still haven't found it.
See? It's what
we
I'm
have,
trying to say.
We have a small apartment.
It's all connected.
And I have looked. And you know what's funny is now I'm missing one of my Funko baby Grogu's. So I'm convinced that Noah slowly has been tearing up my belongings. But I'll tell you this much. I will release it next week. I'm doing something. My revenge on Noah is taking place this weekend. Because he is seeing some he's out of town with some family right now, and so he's not here. But Garrett and I, we planned something really nice, really special that he will absolutely hate. And so since he's not here right now, I cannot wait to share that with you all. It's I mean, he might actually physically harm me after this, but I think that's okay. It's worth it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I had no idea he had such deep-seated anger issues.
Well, we both take it out on each other. That's how we do it.
Riley, I totally derailed with Dylan McKay, but he's just so handsome.
We had to talk that about the abusive relationship between Corey and Noah and Corey's figure. So
you fully were closed up in a trio now.
Yeah. By the way, this. This comedy of errors of me trying to get her to stand up is why I don't normally keep her behind me. And I just stick her, she normally lives in front of my desk where she can lay against the wall and doesn't fall over. But this was actually the friend I was talking about. This was his birthday gift for me this year. So I was very excited when I opened the mail and this is what it was. But yeah, so that was not a huge story. It's just, that was a great thing every year was I was coming home for Christmas anyway. And so having a Star Wars movie every year gave an extra reason to hang out with one of my best friends and like get to like, and so it was also great because as somebody who works for a nerd writing website and gets like screeners once in a while, and also has like mostly talks about movies as they come out with other like critic or writer friends that can be a little bit jaded about stuff, it was great that every year I got to watch the new Star Wars with the person that I bonded the most in my life with over Star Wars. And so no matter what the internet was saying or screaming about with the movie, I got to always just really enjoy my experience, because it was just me and my friend just like being 8 years old again and like watching that movie.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. That's so I missed it. Yeah. And I kind of like, I wouldn't have been able to go home this year anyway, but I actually am a little bit sad that we're going to have a few years with no new movie, because I want to like have that experience again.
Yeah.
What you can do is do the Disney Plus sync up. That's the new going to the movies with someone.
Yeah.
Is coordinating little Disney Plus plays and stuff, which I have never done as yet.
Well, and my friend, once it's safe to travel again, my friend's he did the opposite of me, where I moved to LA and never have any money again. He bought a condo. He and his wife bought a condo in the small town he grew up in. So he's been able to deck out his house with things like an entire theater in the basement with like a big screen and a projector and anything. So hopefully when I go back at some point, we can do like a cool Star Wars watch or like that's binge cool. Some of the best. Maybe we can watch that last episode of Mandalorian on his big screen or something like that.
Oh, that would be... Yeah.
Yeah, that's my friend who built an entire working R2 unit of his own. So,
wow. Sounds like a bit of a show off.
A little bit. Yeah, if he's watching right now, I'll tell him to his face.
I once contemplated making an R2-D2, and then I thought about all the other things that I've like started to build and just like gone.
Yeah.
But I like at Celebration, where they've got that R2-D2 builder's room, I always just go in there and just look around at everyone and go, you went through with it, huh? You went through with it. You crazy fox. You crazy fox. What about you, Marie? You got a sweet holiday Star Wars memory to share with us?
You know, we got a few holiday traditions around here. Tom has a, my husband has a, not King Tom, the other Tom. has a full Vader costume from Empire.
Oh.
So Darth Vader brings our Christmas gifts.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
To our house. And I'm going to plug an item. Oh, the other thing that's kind of a staple for us is this book. And so I got it a couple years ago when the Star Wars films were coming back to, you know, the December release. And it is just the sweetest little book you've ever seen in your entire life. And I used to read it to TJ, and now he's a big kid and he doesn't need a book that rhymes about Star Wars and Christmas. But
God, he must be very old then.
10 whole years old.
Wow. I'm older 10. Than that. And I need it.
And now I'm reading it to Ahsoka.
I thought you were going to say, now you're reading it to us. Read it to us.
Well, you want me to?
Yes, yes.
I will read the most important page. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's like...
Okay, just I just want to make sure Corey is in the proper festive spirit. Okay. Corey, can you just move over to away from Bo-Katan about half a foot?
Yeah.
That way. No, that way.
Oh,
that
my
way.
Bad. Sorry. Yeah.
Perfect. All right, great.
There you go. There you
that
go.
that is like how you wear your beanie.
That genuinely is, yeah. There we go.
It's just about perfect.
I'm trying to align it. There we go. There we go.
Beautiful. All right. Dazzleous, Maria.
Okay, so I will go to the most important page. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But it's a story about a father and his son that are on their way to see Star Wars, a premiere of Star Wars for the first time. And
now,
they
don't talk during the film, kid. Don't wreck it for me. This is important, all right? Things don't go my way. Just.
He hasn't been drinking.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so father and son were just turned away. And there are no more tickets to buy.
Oh,
so,
dude, this is not.
I know, it's depressing. It's depressing. There's the kid. He's heartbroken.
Dude, I'm about to start crying.
That's actually awful.
Yeah, there he is.
Well, what a shitty dad. You're supposed to pre-order that stuff.
All right. When a man left the line to walk in our direction, he had a lightsaber and a Han Solo vest, and his t-shirt had X-Wings displayed on his chest.
Ooh.
In his hand were two tickets that he gave to me and said, "There's a movie you two need to see." My eyes filled with tears and I tried not to cry. I looked at the man and I had to ask why. He gave me a smile, then he nodded his head, indicated my son, and here's what he said. "A midnight showing when I was a lad is my favorite memory I have of my dad." Then he said to me with his eyes shining bright, "It's your son's turn to make that memory tonight."
Wow. The twist.
So
at the end.
This book is super dope. Like, and it's a great way to share Star Wars with your family and your small children and convey the importance of it.
I love that.
If you're into that.
I'm into it.
Yeah, feels getting a little misty.
I'm into it. Corey, wait there. I'll just take your beanie off because it's – I can't see your eyes. There you go. I'll get rid of Toro because
– Thank you. It's like after a while, it's like it's hard to sit where like he's not blocking the frame. Because I don't want to block Ahsoka now that she's here. She's going to hang out. So
That was right. A beautiful message.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's a pretty dope book.
That was – now – Riley, don't count your chickens because you never know who might pop in just right next to you. Okay.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So, you know, maybe Toro is not so bad, but
wow.
Corey, what about you, buddy?
What about me? Oh my holiday message, of course. I mean, I think even the weekend I just had was really cool. You know, we went down to work on a secret project that we can't talk about yet. And it was, we were all in like the holiday.
Can you tell us about it, Corey?
Right.
What if I said,
please?
Would you tell us?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Now, right. See, now I'm the Dave Filoni of this chat right now. So I can't, I don't know what that means. Just please just give me some dignity. So
do you want me to get you? I can Photoshop a hat on there if you want. Do you want a hat? Yeah.
A hat. All right, trust free. I get it.
Yeah. No, it was, you know, and I got to see, you know, people I love, and it was a very cool time for us to be able to do that during, you know, this year that we've had. I think just every year seeing the Star Wars films with friends has always been a very big positive. It's always kind of tied into Christmas. And now we obviously get to do that every week with Mandalorian. So that's been super special this year. I got some cool stuff. You know, my buddy Rexing Around Michael hooked me up with these two Clone Wars figures this year. Which
nice.
Cool.
Oh, that was so cool.
Yeah, so I got quite excited about that.
Nice. Very sexy.
I still haven't seen the Luke Skywalker version. I want, I don't know if you guys have ever mentioned it, but I love that. Jedi Knight Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't gotten it.
I have never seen it. I need to see it. Go on
Amazon. Go on Amazon. And order
I'm sort of just hoping to. I like find. I just like
in the wild. He's a wild guy. He's one of those people that needs to catch it in the wild.
I don't know about LA. Like scout there. But yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just. It's been a great time to be able to be with friends and all of that. So that's what I like about the holidays the most for me. Because usually every year I've really traveled during the holidays. This was just coincidental. And to see friends and whatnot. So, yeah.
Corey, I've gotten you a great present for Christmas, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I got to see you. So that was awesome.
Oh, thanks, buddy. That's very kind.
Of course. You don't want to come anywhere near me, but I absolutely did get to see you.
Dude, come on. It's nothing.
The most reasonable thing of the year, for sure, to be quite honest with you. So, yeah.
Right there. presents almost ready. What about when you're...
They pre-ordered the book. Cool.
Corey, what about when you were like a little Clone Wars kid? Did you have any sweet hauls?
Oh, yeah. Definitely, like, I remember, I think it was Christmas and must have been 2011. And I remember, like, you know, Hasbro put out all the Clone Wars figures every year. And I really wanted that new Quinlan Vos. It was like Quinlan Vos and like Undead Geonosian. And it's like a couple other Jedi. And I remember getting those for Christmas and being super psyched about it. Because those were like really hard to find at the time. So, yeah, I've always gotten those Clone Wars goodies for Christmas. And that's why I was so excited when I got these. Because like there hasn't been Clone Wars merchandise in years. So yeah. It kind of felt like that again, being able to actually have these. But yeah, I definitely throughout the years, Clone Wars has always been at the heart of Christmas as well, which has been great.
Because I remember being a Return of the Jedi baby.
Yeah.
There was one year when it was just... It was raining figures.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It was just like... Bang, bang, just like open up. It's like bang a figure, bang a figure, bang a figure. I'm talking Lando Skiffgard. He was in there. Leia Bush, which I always liked disguises. I had Skiffgards. There was Ewoks. And this is one of the funniest. I told my mum about this and she doesn't remember. But I was so excited to have the Leia Bush figure. I thought it was so cool. Because it was like, she's a cool bounty hunter, then it's Princess Leia. It's like a twofer, right?
Mm.
I remember running in to my mum's bedroom and going, oh, my God, Santa got me Princess Leia as Bush. And I remember distinctly thinking, she hasn't seemed that shocked that I got this. Mm. It took me years to work out why.
No, I did something as a kid.
Pardon me, Riley?
Because she was kissing Santa that night?
How dare you? How dare you?
We can't drop any spoilers about that here.
I think my worst Christmas...
It's a song. It's a song, Mama Kissing Santa Claus.
It is. It's such a weird song, though.
It is a very odd song.
There's a lot of voyeur elements in there. And then there's also an element of, like, you know... subjugation. It's really,
that's true. It's very uncomfortable.
Quite odd and uncomfortable. Yeah. There's a couple of uncomfortable Christmas songs, man.
Yeah, quite a few. Yeah.
When I was told that Santa Claus wasn't real, when I was a child, I was told never to say that to any other kid. And
you might have just done that tonight.
And yet we just dropped the scoops. Scoops McGee.
I'll be quite honest with you. If any child is watching this 32 minutes
breaking
in,
news.
And I just said this.
After I already dropped the S-bomb earlier.
I feel like they have to know.
I didn't expect to have to do this on the Christmas show, but...
Okay.
That's a vibe check.
That is a major vibe check.
I'm majorly checked right now.
All the kids watching, they're looking at their friend and they're saying this.
What did they do to us?
Well, I literally just did something that I did years ago then, because when I was like 10, told not to say anything, and then the next day at school, oh my God, did I tell people? And I,
you were dropping leaks scooper. Even then? You were,
you know,
scooping?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Already not
prematurely scooping. Wow.
So I learned it. And I remember my parents got a phone call, and I knew what the phone call was about that night. Like, I could just tell. And this was the day of my birthday, too. And so what I did is I hid under my bed for the rest of the night because I knew I'd be in trouble. But I don't regret it. Like, I helped liberate my fellow 10-year-olds at the time. So.
Yeah, you're just like L3 in that regard.
That's right. Yeah. If I had to suffer, so did they.
All right, well, wow. Obviously you don't need a Christmas hat, but I'll get you the hat that you...
Is there a Grinch hat in there?
Here we go. Here's his hat.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, it's got the Filoni hat.
Yeah.
Filoni hat. Nice. I've got to get rid of it because I feel so bad for Riley. I feel like I've like invited invited you over to a party and then just left you with like the weird dude that's like
There has been plenty of parties that I've been to where I've been cornered by some dude in the kitchen that really wanted to talk to me about whatever was on his mind, like whatever. Now that can stay up, that can be fine. I'll be blocked by Grogu. That Toro is exactly the guy at a Hollywood party who really wants to tell me about his screenplay. That's exactly it's real simple. It's a real simple plot. It's an easy plot. I remembered a sweet Star Wars memory, Christmas time memory that I have from a few years ago. It was not long after I was like starting to transition, and I'd had a few rough years with that with my mom of like after coming out and like trying to like kind of rebuild our relationship and like learning to like get back to get like have her still. That's complicated, but anyway, it was a complicated few years. It was a little rough, and I remember when I was actually finally like transitioning and like changing my name legally and doing all kind of stuff. I remember at Christmas time, my mom still for a few years had really bad habits of like getting me like men's pajamas and like men's clothes and stuff like that, like t-shirts. But she always wanted to get me Star Wars stuff every year, which was great. But I remember that first year after that being home for Christmas, and I think it was the Christmas right after Force Awakens came out. So it was 2016, and I remember opening up my gifts. My mom bought me a Star Wars purse, and it was like a little black leather purse. And now, to be fair, it was a First Order purse, and my mom should know better than I'm light side for life. But still, it was the gesture was like it was such a sweet thing. So it was like my mom getting me this thing that she knows means the world to me across my life, but also like I think that was the first time that she gave me something that was like distinctly like women, like a women's coded item or something. And I remember being like really choked up by that.
So that's a great start. That is a great start.
And like a bunch of like Star Wars, like all the like Star Wars like mascara that had come out that year. That was like all those.
Oh my god! You're talking about that CoverGirl line?
Yeah, that was just
girl.
That lasted forever too. Those things lasted like a year.
It lasted.
Didn't
it?
Sure.
I used to I don't mess with that. I was like, oh, thanks. Like, and I got that set from everybody that Christmas season, and I had to just act like I was happy about it because I'm an Urban Decay girl, right? So I don't really mess with that, but I had to fake it till I made it. That mascara haunted me for like a year.
Put
and
that
a
on
half.
eBay. You just put it on eBay.
It was everywhere. Nobody. I don't believe anyone would buy it.
They made way too much of that one. That one.
They did.
That was
the
one
lipsticks
you could
were good. The lipsticks were good.
Yeah.
There is nothing sadder than not having faith in your own eBay listing. But you're just putting it up. I'm like, no one's getting this. This is what am I doing? I took the photos. I'm doing the description. Yeah. It's just like no one's buying. Oh, why? Okay, fine. It's great.
I can't give it away.
Hey,
the chat. Someone, my mom accepted me, but not my Jedi religion. And I was like, yeah, my mom. My mom has too much faith in the power of this space station.
Jason Buono, thank you so much for a whopping super chat of $99.99. Happy holidays, Steel. Appreciate how you bring people together. Ignite the green, hashtag return. Not only is he dropping the big bucks, and I so appreciate that. And I might use that money to buy a new mouse and keyboard because there is some issues. There is some issues, but thank you so much, Jason. And also, I Jason's one of the many people that I there's always in the, you know, not always, but like is like quite often in the chat. So and awesome. I really appreciate that because
he gets it.
As I've stated, I started doing the live streams just to stop from going crazy, or at least broadcasting it. I thought maybe if I could just go stir crazy in my own house on the internet, it'd be better. So thank you so much, Jason. And I appreciate the well-branded hashtags of Ignite the Green and hashtag return, because check this out. I've got this going on over here. I got a new t-shirt up today, Corey.
Okay. You know, I was just thinking about you always mentioning the algorithm. You got quite the algorithm hit this week.
Oh, buddy. Algorithm blessed. You're algorithm blessed. You're like a third of a million views or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great response, Corey. All right, Corey, check this one out. Bang.
There it is.
Ah, yes. Oh, I love that.
Oh, so what? Just got that one up. I was
it's cute. I like the green.
I think what's ironic about this is I was scrolling through Twitter earlier and I didn't see that was you that posted that. And I saw it real quick and I was like, wow, I bet Steel would like this. And I kept scrolling. So this makes sense. This definitely makes sense.
It's on brand. It is on brand.
Yeah. It's a cute shade of green, though.
Hey, it's the shade that we love. It's the shade that we love. Hey, I'm going to post the link to actually, before I do that, let's we're going to check in on some friends.
Cool. Let's do it. I like friends.
Let's go.
I don't have any, but
what about us?
Aren't we your friends?
We're all here vibing.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. I guess I could say that.
All right.
I don't feel like I'm cool enough to really be your friend.
Oh, you're
cool. Let's not compare coolness levels because
I would argue that
I think you might be winning.
Absolutely the coolest person on the screen right now. There's not even a face.
That's how you know we're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Listen, hey. Maria is the coolest person on the stream right now, but then a new contender arrived.
A new player has entered the game. Yeah, now I'm screwed. You're right.
All right, wait. I have to refill my nog, and then we're going to call some special guests. Wait there.
He's got me thinking about going downstairs to get a cup of my. I made coquito, so for those of you who aren't familiar, in Puerto Rico and Cuba, there aren't cows, so they make eggnog out of condensed milk and coconut milk and stuff. And it's really, really good. Mm-hmm. And I made non-alcoholic version. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's chilling right now. I want to make sure it's nice and cold for tomorrow.
That sounds great.
That does sound great. I have water.
I've heard of it.
That's what I have right now.
That's dope. Well, you gotta stay hydrated.
Hey, that's Blue Moon. So I guess it's like a blue milk, but it's beer.
Okay, so you guys are just all one up on me. That's all right.
Yeah, I'm one up on you by my store-bought bottle.
I'll enjoy my water and my pops, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah. So what? Since Steel is gone, I guess I'm taking over the show real quick because I love doing that.
Do it.
Really? Right when you come back. I was hoping there'd be like, you know, at least 10 minutes in there.
Of me gone?
Because then I could take the show over for a bit. You know what I'm saying?
Corey.
It's an island. There are no cows. Puerto Rico's too small for cows. Sorry, someone in the chat asked a question.
That's shocking because here in Houston, like, we'll drive by just a road real quick and there'll be like three cows on the side. So, like, genuinely, that happened today.
There's just no dairy farms out there.
In your giant landlocked area, as big as more cows.
Thanks, Riley. I wasn't even going to go there.
Oh, there's cows in Texas? Tell us more.
Yeah. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to, if for the sake of the live stream, we've got a lot to cover. Let's just move.
To be fair, I moved to Houston 3 months ago, so I'm not familiar with the animal livestock here. But,
nice.
I
heard they have good bear.
All the sports mascots for the state of Texas are like Cowboys, Longhorns.
I don't know anything about sports.
I don't either. I didn't know the name of mascots.
I mean, that is true. Yeah.
It's like the idea of like, I didn't know there'd be cows in Texas.
Yeah, I do say some concerning things. That's definitely out there amongst them.
That's why we love you, Corey. Never change.
Do say some concerning things. That is.
Never change, Core. We love you.
Thank you.
He's the best.
I try it.
Oh my God. You gotta meet Ahsoka.
I'm excited.
Get that together, man. Absolutely. She's at this age now. She's 2 and she's raging all of the time. Awesome. Like she's either super happy or she's super pissed. So you'll get one of the two. So she's
awesome.
Kind of turned into my alcoholic mother.
You know, it was funny this weekend. I had our old buddy Randy meet up with me.
Yeah, and I've heard of that guy.
That's right, one of the best. And so we recorded a podcast, and we just went through a bunch of different stories of mine that we used to go over, which was hilarious.
And so there's a recap.
There's a recap, yeah, a little bit of a recap. We did some of that off air so that people were aware, and that was interesting for sure.
That sounds dope.
Yeah, that was fun. But, you know, well, Steele, since you're busy there, I'm just going to ask a question.
Go for it, bud.
I'm just curious what everyone's favorite Star Wars moment was this year, because there's so many to pick from.
Ahsoka fights Maul. Yeah, that's my, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole sequence, the dialogue beforehand, all the way through the end of that fight.
No, it's phenomenal. I feel like, for me, it's just the entirety of the Siege of Mandalore.
I think it's all just... Right. Season 7 in general, yes. Like knowing it's coming. Absolutely. And then getting it.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. We've got a Raj here.
A Raj. How are your Mirages? How are they doing?
A Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday to you guys.
Thanks, Raj.
I'm spinning. And you're now, is this like a simulcast with the Sith List? Is the Sith List on now?
The Sith List is on now, and yeah, let me put the camera on, see if
you can inflection.
Yeah, let me around here.
This is very technological. Look, we've got King Tom.
What up, King Tom? Is that Les?
It is Les.
Hey, Les, I love you.
Eric Struthers was with us. Oh, here, there he is. His power went out. There he is. There you go.
Struthers, where are you?
Struthers is there. Struthers doesn't know what's going on. Struthers with us.
Sitting
here a while.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, there you go.
Where's Struthers?
Can you see Struthers?
No, you got your camera on Boo.
Oh, I got my camera on Boo. Oh, it should be. Hold on. Let me make this thing bigger here. There
you go. That's what she said. Let me see if I can.
I'm going to do it.
Where is this at?
This is like super Inception.
It is.
Hold on. Let me figure this out right here. Let me switch this.
I'm such an idiot that, like, as this is happening, I'm going, oh, this isn't working out as well as I thought at all. I've learned nothing about this. I'm constantly trying to push boundaries here.
Oh, boy.
Can you guys see us?
Yes.
Yeah. There you are.
So we're wondering we're after Star Wars holiday memories. If you've got a little favorite, it can be from when you're a little or recent. But have you guys got a holiday memory to share with us?
Star Wars holiday memories. King Tom, you want to go first? Because I'm sure you have about 100.
I was probably 15.
Is this about reading a book, Tom?
And I was supposed to help her cook dinner. But Star Wars was on TBS. So I just watched even the commercials instead of helping cook. Because that's the type of person I am.
You bailed on a holiday dinner?
I was there for eating it. Yes, okay. Cooking. Yeah.
Can you guys hear that at all?
I think so. I can hear it. Corey, can you hear it?
I can, yeah. It's been, you know, it's been so long since I've seen a Raj. It's been so long. Can you hear that?
It's been a lifetime,
yeah.
All right, what about you, Struthers? What do you got?
Man, the only good one I have is the thing about the Millennium Falcon that my dad made the thing for. I've had that on your show before.
What about for those that aren't completists?
They've all heard. Okay, so... When I was a little kid, man, my dad got me the Millennium Falcon for Christmas. I was probably 5. And at the time, he was doing, he learned electronics. And he took the thing and split it apart the day I got it, and I was completely freaked out. And he built this little circuit that made this laser sound, and he put a speaker in the little pocket in the mandible, right?
Right.
And put in the back and put it all back together, and yeah, my Millennium Falcon went from being the coolest toy I'd ever seen to the coolest toy of all the times.
That's right.
And pretty cool, man. I wish.
And now you have like 50 Millennium Falcons there.
I do, but none of them are that one. And that's why I have so many. I'm trying to fill that out and shit.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
How about you?
Probably my favorite would probably be, and, you know, my favorite part about Christmas is, what is it? The Christmas tree. So I love being together, ornaments, the lights, all of that, put the shit on top. So probably my favorite part is that I found these awesome, awesome Star Wars ornaments. I had like a Death Star, the Falcon, an X-Wing, a TIE Fighter. Those have to be one of my favorite ornaments of all time. I found those and I was just like, oh my God, these are so cool. And, you know, they're just, you know, the normal plastic ornaments. But to me, they're very awesome. Yeah, you know? Very cool. Les, you have anyone?
I do. It's the last time we all got together at Chili's with hosted by Rusty Brown to enjoy some American fare.
Oh, yeah.
And to go see, was it Last Jedi or what did we see, Last Jedi?
I think it was Rise of Skywalker. No, you're right. It was Last Jedi.
And Chili's was the best Jedi.
Yeah.
And then also hanging out with Noah Outlaw and watching Rise of Skywalker. We took that booking to go see.
Right. Right.
So those are my Star Wars holiday memories.
And what about you, Raj?
My favorite Star Wars Christmas memories when I was a young buck, my parents, my dad got me the Hoth set, which was with just a piece of white plastic with a bunch of like caves. But I thought that thing was the coolest toy in the history of mankind. I think I have it somewhere hidden to this day, but it's just a piece of plastic with a little, couple little humps and a little cage and has a little satellite.
Oh, that thing's sick.
I think so cool, man. I love it. I got to find it if I don't have it. But, yeah, I absolutely loved it. Because the year before, I asked for a Voltron, and these guys know the story. I asked for my dad got me a Lionbot or fake Voltron or something, and he wouldn't give me the real one. So I was very excited that this wasn't a knockoff Star Wars product.
Well, that is awfully sad, Raj, but I did specify Star Wars memories only. So we'll just have to edit that out of the podcast. So have fun for the rest of the Sith list. Are you talking about news from 3 weeks ago or what? What's going on?
Yeah, we're talking about we just did introductions. It took about an hour and a half.
Oh my God, those introductions. The editing job that you must do.
We're talking about Rise of Skywalker still. We're still not caught up.
So. Okay, well, good luck with that. And I'll see you all on the internet.
Yeah, have a good one. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everyone.
See you guys. Look at that.
Look at that steel. Wow.
Wow. Just some holiday magic right there.
That was great.
That was dope.
That playset that Raj is talking about, it's sort of like that Imperial attack base. It's got the little bridge that collapses.
Yeah.
There was this kid around the corner from my where I lived when I was little. And my parents still live there. He was like, there was a lot of holiday houses. Like we lived in like where people go for vacations, like a sleepy town. Like all our town needed was a shark eating everyone. Be perfect. Right. But, didn't have that. So there was this kid that would sometimes be in this house for holidays with his auntie or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'd see him at Christmas and he had that set and the snow speeder. And I swear to God, decades later, I went past the last time I was down at home in like February, went past that same house as I do every time I go past that house and go, that's where that snow playset was. I wonder if it's in there. I wonder if it's like in a cupboard or something in that house. It haunts me to this day how good this playset was.
It's a very great, it's one of the best playsets I think that's ever been released.
Oh, come on, buddy. I don't know about that.
Well, okay. Well.
What about the sail barge? Hey.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. That's
what about that ship that blows up in the second series? That was good.
You know, I think season 3 will just open up with him having a new one. That's just how it's going to.
Just exactly work. The same?
Yeah. 101.
Maria, you're off to bed?
I am. I have to work tomorrow. So I do go in. happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy holidays to everyone. This has been fun. I love you guys. You're amazing. I love you, Corey. Likewise. I never get to hang out a lot with Corey, but I freaking adore Corey.
Well,
and when Corey's
you.
Not around, I always say, I swear to Corey. And, you know, only like a few people get it. And my husband's like, who the hell's Corey?
Yeah, Maria's around from the OG days. So it's always been fun. We'll have to get you on Kessel Run.
Yeah.
For sure. We're going to make that crossover happen.
Absolutely. And we'll just talk Ahsoka the entire time. You remember
of
the
course.
Time Ahsoka did? You remember that time Ahsoka?
Yeah, we'll have a whole Ahsoka-based episode, of course.
Absolutely. Just the thing about Kessel Run Radio, it's the fastest Star Wars news show on the internet. I don't know what that means. It's the
neither do I.
It's all about Noah. Branding. It's right. About branding, man.
That's right. Noah created that. I don't know what it means.
Hmm.
Just go with it.
I don't know if you're meant to talk fast. It's meant to go for a short amount of time.
I don't know.
I don't know. Hey, Maria, it's been so fun podcasting with you this year. And I hope you guys have the best holidays. Love you heaps. And I'll see you on the internet, buddy. Enjoy you and Grogu and Ahsoka.
I can't wait for her to open all her gifts and see her face. And we got a hold of the Ahsoka Build-A-Bear, so she's really into the Build-A-Bears right now. So, but she can't say Build-A-Bear, so she just says Bear.
Aww.
So it's going to be dope. I'm excited. I wish you all a happy and safe new year, and I will see you there. And it will be better than this year.
We're 1 year closer to Celebration.
That's right, man. We're going to party at Celebration.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. We're going to party.
Cannot wait.
I know what I say.
Okay.
There it is.
All right. Take care, Maria. Have a good one.
See ya.
Bye. All right. So we're going to post up. Is Noah in your house, Corey?
Or he is not. He is not. Or else he would have invaded the space already for sure. And I think producer is sleeping.
All right. Well, I've got the chat. The chat is posted up. So if people want to come in, give us some Christmas cheer. Hey, all right. I got a Christmas surprise.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, spoilers, everyone. But Luke Skywalker was in The Mandalorian.
That's right.
Riley, you across this? That Luke Skywalker was in The Mandalorian? I'm not reckoning
anything. I thought I was across this. I was like, what's the
I did too. I was like, that's a
I was muted, so when you said you have a surprise, I made a joke of like, if it's Toro at window again, I'm gonna be really furious.
You shouldn't now there's some space. I can put him in there. Right there. I'll get this is if I have one more eggnog, this is how I'm gonna be.
That's a good spot for it.
That's great.
There we go. There's a little Grogi.
Oh, I like that.
Grogi. Wow.
All right, so peep this message. So where'd it go? All right, this is good. I got this DM. I was contacted by someone on a platform. I'm gonna get to the first
one. Wow, the anticipation.
Dude, it's seriously good.
Is this about this Luke Skywalker thing you're talking about?
Yes. All right. I found it.
I don't own a TV, so.
All right. All right, this is pretty cool.
Okay.
Hey, Steel, hopefully the messages have died down by now. I know everyone's saying they immediately thought of you when he ignited the green, but I might possibly lay claim to being the first, which I love. So many people have messaged me saying, I thought of you. And my response is always like, I was thinking about me too. Don't worry. I was like...
I love it.
I can't believe it's happening to me. All right. So they're laying claim to be the first person that thought of me.
Yeah, I know exactly who this is. Keep going.
See, I may have done some work on that particular scene. And therefore, it's possible that I saw it and the rest of the season several months ago, and it's therefore possible that my thirst for witnessing the rough cut of this epic moment were steel and ignite the green.
That's awesome.
Subsequently, I may have spent the next several months with your eventual reaction as my most anticipated moment of the whole ordeal.
Oh, my God.
And it did not disappoint. Watching you plead and bargain in the days leading up to it just made the whole thing more delicious. Thank you for sharing your joy with all of us. May that force be with you. And I don't want to hint at who it was, because that's like it's not a cool thing to do. But there is one confirmed person involved with the Mandalorian that has listened to the podcast, and that's this guy. So I want to give a shout out to Mark Hamill for thinking of me. Obviously, it must have been Mark, this mysterious Lucasfilm worker. So good times. Thanks, Mark Hamill, that's for thinking of me.
Cool.
But legitimately, cool. That is. I someone sent me that today, and I was just like, that is stunning. That is ignite the green.
Yeah, I mean, I think that ignite the green genuinely probably did help out a lot. I do, because there has been this real drive for that scene to occur, right? Like, especially after you started. I mean, yeah, I know it happens in Last Jedi, but not like this. And this is definitely a big testament to that hashtag. I think hashtags and like fan interaction is genuinely what the studio see, and they know that that'll work, and it starts to happen. So I think you are partially responsible for something like that happening for sure. And so I was like, the whole season, as soon as they're like, another Jedi is coming in, like, if it's not Luke, Steel's gonna have a real problem by the end of this.
I wouldn't have, because I just thought it was hilarious. I just didn't actually think it would happen.
Yeah.
I just had fun talking about it. It was fun to imagine. Matthew Moll of Three Men and a Baby Yoda podcast.
Oh, they told me.
Yeah, down in Sydney, is in the super chat. Gee, Steel and Corey, thanks for having us on your shows and giving us the inspiration to start our own podcast. Thanks for being amazing. Thanks for the amazing content. And the past 8 weeks have been some of the best of our lives.
Oh, wow.
Ignite the green.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I will miss. I like the little.
Yeah, the synergy.
Yeah, and like just getting together on Saturday night, like just like it was such a, after being so lonely, you know, it was nice. Hey, we've got this person is that close to the camera. I've got to let them on because I feel like they're going to break through. Noah Van Outwall, what are you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys? What's up? I saw y'all were streaming. I was in bed. I got out of bed.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you know, I was really tired, but I was like, I gotta go talk to my good friends.
Hey, all our friends are here tonight, Noah.
Yeah. All of them. Oh, there he is.
Come on, man.
Come on, buddy.
You know what that's like.
What's the cowboy
hat?
Come on, bro.
I got Corey a Dave Filoni hat for Christmas.
Right, I'm Dave Filoni now.
That's fantastic. You really pull off a cowboy hat, Corey.
Oh, thanks, bro.
It looks good.
There's like a million stores I can walk to right now to get one. So
it's true. I actually told you.
Yeah, you didn't know there were cows in the state that you live in.
All right, so Noah, here's the deal. Here's what happened today. Yeah. We passed by like three cows, and I just remember being like, "Wow, cows!" And then I told that story tonight, and everyone was like, "Yeah, that's Texas."
But you told it in the context, like, I'm always surprised there's no cows in Puerto Rico because there's lots of cows in Texas.
Where did Puerto Rico even come up from?
Maria was saying that's why she makes the coquito that doesn't have milk and has condensed milk or coconut milk, because there's not cows on the island to get milk from.
Right. But there are in Texas.
And all my exes as well.
Now, Noah.
I can't not make that joke when Hexa comes out. I'm sorry.
It's a great joke.
We are looking for some Star Wars holiday memories. You got any for us?
Well, other than like the obvious, like, you know, the December movies, I'm trying to, I don't know. I think like 2014, me and my dad, like on Christmas, we got all the Star Wars movies, and my dad showed me Star Wars. And that was like right when I had my Star Wars reawakening, because I've told the story, like I like Star Wars, but didn't like become like a diehard until I was like 14.
Just into it for the clicks, aren't you, mate? Just into
exactly.
it for
the little clicks. Exactly. Exactly. No, it was more like 2013, but like 2014, it was like the first time that me and my dad ever watched like all of them in one day together. So that was a good day. That was cool. But all like also seeing the Star Wars is with Corey here, and seeing the Rise of Skywalker in Atlanta last December was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Me and Noah flew down to Atlanta to see a press.
We saw it a little bit yeah. early. It's no big deal. Like
whatever.
It's no big deal. I'm just saying, like, you know, just, you know, whatever.
And what was funny about that, though, is like out of all the places Disney invited us to, it was in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And we're like, okay, I mean, we'll go. And
we're like, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
It's worth it.
I just want to make sure you're not in LA. That's the main thing.
Yeah. No, they want to keep us away from there.
I actually asked them if we could do LA, but.
Like, we don't have enough movie screens in LA.
But yeah, you'll have to go to Georgia.
We're trying to cut down on the show business here. It's just like. It's full up.
More of a stage show kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Also joining us, we have got Kyle. How you doing, mate?
Good. How are all you?
Where are you at again?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. That's where David Letterman's home office was. I don't know why you'd say that. Was it Connecticut, Riley?
Yeah, I think it was like I can't remember the story behind it. There was like a reason why that town was picked, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, when he'd open the CBS mailbag or whatever, it would be from the home office in Connecticut. I was always just like, it meant nothing, but I just liked the and I am a fender. Just repeat the same thing over and over, and eventually, like, people will forget that it never was funny.
I'm trying to make myself a baloney now. So,
nice.
There we go. Look, that transition of power right there.
You're now.
If the second that hat touched my head in real life, I would be like, all Ahsoka animated series, all the everything you want. Let's just do it. Yeah. So,
what he's doing now?
What about we're in one of those weird movie worlds where when you tapped your hat, your head into the hat on live stream, you then went zap, and then you're like in the volume, like, and you are now Dave Filoni director, and you're directing Ahsoka, and you don't know what to do. That'd be a good premise for it's like Big, but like they call it hat.
Being Dave Filoni,
and you've got to get the hat back to Lucasfilm, or I don't know. You got to get George Lucas to do something, and to get Dave Filoni back, because Dave Filoni, he's just disappeared. He's gone. You've taken in his essence.
I'm the villain in this story, then.
Yeah, it could go either way.
If I remove Dave Filoni from the world, I feel like I'm definitely the villain in the story at that point.
It depends. Maybe he's filming a scene with Ahsoka and Helisabers. And then you come in and you like get rid of that scene, and then you're now a hero.
Right. Anyway, what's going on?
Kyle, give us a Christmas memory, please.
So back when The Force Awakens was coming out, my friends and I, we got together and we watched 4, the holiday special, 5, then went to 1, 2, the Genndy Tartakovsky series, 3, 6, and then saw episode 7 in the theater at the latest possible time, around like 11:30. Managed to avoid the spoilers somehow. And it was probably the best memory I've ever had with them.
I was trembling with fear throughout that story, because you're like, we watched 4 holiday special, Empire, and then you went back to 1. And then
we call it the flashback order.
Yeah, and then you said the Clone Wars, whatever, the Tarkovsky series. I was terrified that you were going to say Clone Wars Seasons 1, Clone Wars Season 2, Clone Wars Season 3, Clone Wars Season 4, and you just ran through it all. But I would always be fearful of being tired and burnt out with that.
We loaded up on a lot of sugar that day.
Hey, love it.
That's how you do it right there. This is the best order to watch Star Wars in, by the way. I'm going to tell you right now. 7.
I feel like this is a pickup line. I'm going to tell you right now. Hey, baby, I'll put your movies in order.
Here we go. Hey, baby, this ain't listen. 7, 8, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 6.
Oh, here we go.
9. And then throw the spinoffs in wherever you feel right.
Okay.
It all sets up Palpatine for Rise of Skywalker. I think it's a great. I'm really interested to test it out.
Oh, so that's it.
You've never done it.
No, right. Of course not. Who would do that? But I wanted to see.
All right. Robbo's here to tell Corey. I mean, tell Noah what a odd person he is. I just got to get rid of this for you, Robbo. Sorry, buddy. No. Go for it, Robbo.
Oh, hey, everybody.
Wait, Robbo disagrees with me? What a shocker.
Hey, other two people. I'm sorry. Do I know you?
Go ahead.
No. I mean, I don't. That was the silliest thing I've ever heard. In the fact that you haven't.
This comment is the best harmonious Discord. That order brought to you by we.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Robbo, what do you think about that order?
I don't know. My brain just kind of shut down at a certain point. Like, I can't really process. The fact that you haven't actually watched it, but you think it's the best order.
No, well, the thing is... I think I've seen the films enough to show the know where I'm at.
No, I mean, listen, Noah, I've been
Corey.
Yep.
Watch. Be very careful. How you approach. See, look, you watch 7 and 8 because those are the most. So this is for a first time viewer in today's world, right? Because
it's for a first time viewer. Let's just Reservoir Dogs this thing and just put it all out of order.
God, this is so bad. Yeah,
that's exactly what we should do. 7, 8 gets them hyped, right? Because these are like the modern day blockbusters, so they're gonna get on board. You know what I mean? 7, 8, and then they watch 7 and 8. You know, Han's dead, Luke's dead. They're like, I want to know more about these cats right here. You go 4, 5. Okay.
Why did I care about their deaths? Oh wait, I didn't because I don't know who they are.
Well, the thing is, but it doesn't matter because the thing is, you're going to want to care about their deaths because you're not really supposed to care about their deaths. I mean, you are.
I don't think that's how caring works, Noah.
Because here's the thing, skeleton man. So you are supposed to care about Rey and all the main characters, the young characters, right? And then the thing is, they're supposed to be like these, you know, figures of hope and of wisdom, and then of course you're bummed when they die, but then you go back, right, and you watch 4 and 5 and you're like, oh, these people are dope. That sucks that they died, right? And then
I like watching you realize how bad this idea is.
you should be more honest and go, and then you go back and then you watch 4 and 5 and you realize what a mistake you've made.
No, because then 5, right? And then you go watch 1, 2, and 3, and then you learn what the events led up to 4 and 5. And then you watch 6, and then you watch 9, because then all those movies set up Palpatine for 9.
Oh. Oh God!
Y'all have a good one. All right.
I think my brain hurts from that.
I wanted,
Riley, it looks like you were really impressed by this. I want to know what she thinks. Riley, what do you think?
I was laughing at the comments. I was impressed by the commitment to trying to act like it was a good idea. like that level of it. I think where I lost it is that I think like you already have an issue in Force Awakens because suddenly you're like, oh, this guy is this couple's son, this couple that I just met and didn't even know were a couple until this exact scene. Now I find out they have a kid. Oh, and the kid killed one of them. That's a bummer. Like, I think that like alone makes it like the impact is gone.
To you. But
no, I'm saying to a new viewer.
But it's not to you. You just said it's for somebody who's never seen it before.
No, but the thing is, they don't care. They'll figure it out. That's kind of what I'd say.
Look, I would love to meet this person who watched it in that order and could keep everything together. Like, I feel like he would have to be on some kind of like amphetamine fueled like film.
I mean, of course. I mean,
Bender.
My girlfriend's never seen Star Wars. I could just show it to him like that.
I'll tell you one thing that new viewers of Star Wars love is having someone get in their face and be like, "No, here's the order. You have to watch it."
Yeah,
like, that's definitely a great way to welcome somebody.
1928 3746 Yeah, that works.
No.
First of all, you watch Police Academy 3, Citizens on Patrol, right? Then you go forward to episode Police Academy 6, Operation Miami Beach. Then jump back to the original Police Academy. Then go forward to episode 7, Police Academy Mission to Moscow. And then you've covered the whole Police Academy spectrum.
Well, I was wondering why Steele was so quiet, and now we know it was because he was Googling the titles of all the Police Academy sequels.
Dude, I did not need to Google.
I'm pretty sure Miami Beach is 5 and 6 is City Under Siege. Am I not right about that?
Damn.
I still got called up. I will defer to your judgment.
I just got rid of Riley for calling me out. I feel like I've been gatekeeped. How dare you gatekeep my Police Academy fandom?
I like this. I like this skull in the center business.
I bet you do.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the Brady Bunch logo on the title sequence of the Brady Bunch.
The skull is still very jarring to me.
Look, don't be. Are you skinless too? Is that what this is all about? I thought we had.
If I can't hear anything y'all are saying,
I said it's jarring. I didn't say I didn't like it. It's like it's jarring.
You know, okay, yeah, you were jarred by how
whose side are you on?
Offensive here? It is. Inoffensive it is. Yeah.
What am I on for this?
In 5 and 6.
Noah, I have heard this order for the past like 9 months, and you've tried to explain it to almost everyone we know, and no one has been like, yes. So,
Claire thinks it's a good idea.
I think that order is called the Let's Create a New Star Trek Fan Order.
No. I think the order is called I Need a Topic for My Inverse Article.
I think it's called Let me get out of bed and go just mess up Steel's show. And just do everything I can to throw it off the rails. That's what that was.
Oh, wow. So, you're actually getting some support in the comments, Noah. Not to feed your...
What?
Of course I am.
No.
Where?
By what? What Russian bot is responsible for this?
I think what Corey means by support is people going, we'll help you through this, Noah.
I am American hot Star Wars fan, and I think this order perfect.
Mission to Moscow, best pizza cutting movie ever.
What are you doing? What are we doing? We're gatekeeping now? People can't, you know. No, man. People can.
No, bots certainly can.
Exactly. They can like it. They can watch it. However,
look. The way to watch
it, however you want. They're
people too.
This is the best way to watch it. You're going to get some pushback.
You know what the best way to watch it is? Actually.
We're waiting for
9.
Oh, no. You weren't even committed to the one you just did.
Nine. One. Jay John, there's no such thing as long enough, okay? No. 9, 2.
Oh,
One.
Raiders trying to think of random numbers.
Willow.
14.
The Ewok movies.
The Mandalorian, season 2.
Howard the Duck.
The Room.
Kenobi, when it comes out.
Well, we got to leave a space for that. Yeah. You got to wait for it.
Yeah.
Bad Batch season 4. Why are you laughing? I don't understand the joke. The thing is, Empire.
And then that's it. It ends right there. You don't watch it anymore.
I love that. That's it. I love that all the other ones see by number, and then Empire, he gets still. I was like, Empire. Of course, Empire.
That's it.
I do think there's a really good order, though. I now this is my personal order. I've showed some of this order before, and it worked wonders. But I would do
Clone Wars season 1, season 2, season 3, season 4, season 5, season 6, season
7. Hey,
how dare you suggest that he wouldn't do chronological order? Because you know that's what he would do.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
No, it would be 4. You would start with 4, of course. You have to. Mm-hmm. You would do 5. Then you jump back to 1, 2, and 3, and then you got 6. You got the machete order there, and then you do 7, 8, and 9. So that, because my point in jumping from you going to 5 and then going 1, 2, 3 is you get that like Anakin flashback, and then 6 is like the big finale to that those 6.
That's films. That's exactly.
I feel like it should be like you start with 1.
Nah, you shouldn't start with 1.
Then you go to 7.
Yeah,
what?
I like this already.
And then you watch classic creatures, a making of.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. I'm getting Jackie's here for a eggnog refill.
Uh-oh.
She's trying to get you to fall asleep. You realize what's going on here.
That's some eggnog.
Robbo's suggesting that maybe you've laced the eggnog with something that will knock me out for the night. Is that?
It's not a bad idea.
Oh, horrible.
No rum, just regular egg calories. Yeah.
I was
going
to benefit from it.
Oh, wait. Do you
want to? Oh, no.
No, you don't have
to. I didn't mean to bring her into this. Like, I'm sorry.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I'm waiting. She's not looking at the camera. Hi.
Your podcast am I on?
You're on my podcast. The other night, she came in a little bit festive, and just started like ranting at me about eggnog and stuff, and then she found out it was Horse's podcast and not mine, and she was redder than Robbo's skull. I got to tell you.
Well, that's pink.
More of a pink. Yeah, I was gonna. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, that's one thing we agree on.
Yeah, hey, I mean, I can't quite sign up for your galaxy brain Star Wars viewing order stuff.
Well,
you just
got to open up your mind. I think.
I suppose so. Yeah.
I know substances that can be used to help that experience.
No, I mean everybody's got kind of their own preferred order. I think mine goes. You know, it's pretty basic. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8.
Okay.
You know, he covers all the bases. It's yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of squeeze a few Mandos in there in between, you know, wherever you want to.
Which Mandos, if you don't mind me asking?
I feel like actually, you know, like creepy, weird, like the Irishman Luke. In the latest Mando episode, I think that fits into the story pretty well.
That's funny.
Let's talk more about creepy CGI effects.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Let's talk more about a creepy CGI effect happening on a screen with a face.
Yeah, I mean, I just great. Couldn't I, look. I just got to say. I'm waiting for my jaw to close. There we go. I just got to say, like, I couldn't really believe, like, the facial animations. You know, it just didn't sell it to me. Like, I was like,
yes, Rob, though.
Who's going to listen to that seriously. Guy?
I can take you exactly. very seriously about CGI critiques with this skull here.
Uh-oh. We've got Aiden, but I think Aiden's on pause. So I'll wait for him to come back, and then we'll talk to him. But I'll post up the little StreamYard link if people want to jump in. Robbo, give us actually, Aiden's here, so we'll get him. Hey, Aiden, how you doing, man?
Hey, everybody. Nice to see you all.
Nice to see you, man.
Happy holidays.
Aiden, I'm glad you're here because you can bring along with yourself. And, Noah, you're in for a good time.
Oh, is
Filoni hat.
Hey.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, what's up, Aiden?
All right. Hey, I got to make it bigger. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then
I got a big head.
Toro again was hassling Riley, and I was like, this has got to stop. It's got to stop.
A little better now that he's not in my box with me. Like, when he's down below me, I can live with it. So.
You know, there's a pink skull next to you. That's what I'd be worried about.
It's really creepy looking.
That's just Rob's really high quality CGI face. So,
yeah,
right,
looks better than Luke, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, so, you just gotta watch my deepfakes video where I compare everything to the skull. And
hey, Aiden.
Yeah, Noah.
I don't really know how I feel about you. You know, cheating on Kessel Run transmissions, coming on Steel Wars, man.
You're on Steel Wars. You can't.
Well, it's because, you know, a friend, you know, I don't know. I come on to help out. You know what I mean? But whatever.
Look, I'm just happy that I can, that this is an opportunity. I really like, you know, talking about Star Wars. So, like, I just want to talk with different people. You know?
Got him. You got him.
That's true. Okay. Well, that's fine.
I'm trying to vibe check.
In terms of watch order, this is my crazy list. You start out with Star Wars Resistance. Then you go to the holiday special, the original one.
Yeah.
Go to episode 2.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah.
1. Okay. Solo, Rogue One, and then the rest.
And then the rest.
however you want to. Just
did you write the Gilligan's Island theme? That's like the professor and like, the rest here on Gilligan's. I know this reference is skewing way too old, but Riley knows what I'm talking about. I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for kneecapping me on that one.
Wow. Yeah. That was.
Crazy, so I went crazy.
I will say that when Noah told me he saw Star Wars at 14, and that was in 2014, I almost just hung up on the show.
No. No, I didn't watch Star Wars for the first time.
I know, but the fact that you were 15 in 2014 is what made me go.
I was
for my back.
Noah, where are you in the country that requires a fan at midnight? What's going on?
It's called Texas, my friend.
Texas.
Thing is, but and also I like to be
is cold. It to get rid of the smell of the cows?
Yeah. There's a bunch of cows outside, and I know Corey's never seen them before, but yeah, they're here.
My question, Noah, is how did you know that is Aiden? That's your name, right?
Yeah, Aiden.
Yeah, how did you know that he was going to show up so that you, like, preemptively, like, ruined your own hair because you didn't want to be, like, completely embarrassed by Aiden's totally boss hair?
Dang, you know.
That is some good hair. I think
he's got great hair. He's got great hair.
I don't really style it, you know. I just
That's exactly what a true pro would say, right?
Exactly.
That's right. Move him to center square.
Listen,
you're kidding Carlisle on this one.
Look, I knew Aiden was trying to grow his hair out. And so I was like, let me cut mine, give him the spotlight for a little bit. But I'm going to take it back.
I appreciate it, Noah. I appreciate it.
Well, and also, it seems like you kind of modeled yours after mine. So I take that. I think that's really nice of you.
Hey, Aiden, how dare you walk outside with a head after Noah pioneered having a head?
Yeah.
I didn't know what the problem, Steele. Like, I'm just here living my best life, you know?
I mean, I expect some royalties.
I don't mean to be rude, but is that a door to a castle behind you? Or what's going on there?
Yeah.
No, it's just a door to my
dungeon? Is that what you were going to say?
Because that's what your brother looks like. In a dungeon?
Look, it takes
my brother's not home right now. I just have his door closed, so...
Well, if I had a door like that, I'd close it too. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't I want everyone to see it? Hey,
I wanted the skeletons to fall out, you know.
What have you got as far as Star Wars holiday memories for us, buddy?
A special tradition of my family is each year we get a brand new Star Wars ornament. And, of course, us being a big Star Wars family, we mainly get a lot of Star Wars ornaments. And probably my favorite one, I believe it's from either 2005 or 2006. It was from Hallmark, and it is a AT-AT with a snow speeder attached with a wire. And you put little batteries in it, it would make the AT-AT walking noises. Nice. So decorating the Christmas tree has always been a really fun memory. And sometimes, I forget what channel it was, but they would sometimes have Star Wars marathons during the holidays. I think it was like Sci-Fi or TNT or something like that.
TNT, so yeah.
We would just always watch those as well. But Star Wars has kind of been a part of our holiday tradition for a while. So this has been really fun.
Wow. Hey, Corey, what do you reckon we could get for Aiden's little AT-AT Hallmark ornament? What do you reckon we get that on the gray market?
I genuinely know exactly what he's talking about. And I mean, that's a
gray market.
Definitely a rare ornament right now. So
Aiden, if you want to send that over.
No, don't tell him it's rare. Save that for the eBay listing. We're going to help Aiden out and borrow it for a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now that I know how valuable it is, I think I'll hold on to it for a little while longer.
There you go. Or you know, we'll open a PO box soon. You're welcome to send it our way. And
we're going to open up a Kessel Run Transmissions PO box, by the way.
Can you please film yourselves going down to the little post office and filling out the form and debating? Should I put your name or my name? Oh no, it's the first. You're meant to put that's your last name. And you're meant to put Corey.
That's exactly how it would go too.
Hey Corey, I got a package actually, and I need you to go get it tomorrow. Actually, that is. A
fact. And of course, Noah, when he goes to fill out the form, would start the form three quarters of the way down. Then
go you start with the zip code first. Then you do the street number, but not the street name, apartment or suite, followed by state. Then your last name.
Oh my God!
I start spelling my name at L-A-W, then I jump to the O, and then I go to the H in Noah, and then the N, and then the
Clone
O-U-T.
Wars season 1.
That's funny. For sure, yeah.
Wow.
That's a good bit. This is a good bit. I like this bit.
Well, the funny thing is it didn't start out as a bit.
You're checking out your hair in the bloody stream, Noah. That's not what it's for. We're here to talk about red circles around things that confirm things.
You said that my hair, or no, Robbo did. Sorry, not you. So Robbo is, you know, disrespected the hair, and now I feel weird about it.
I didn't disrespect it. I just admired that you were considerate enough. But
ruined it. That's the
well, you did. I mean, look, if your hair was that good, anything you do to it ruins it, right?
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, and I like when you tilt your head up, we get a nice view of that designer stubble there too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It really does. Sense. Yeah.
Well, okay, don't try to backtrack and tell me. Now I can't hear.
Merry Christmas. Reason,
every now and then you'll start cutting out on my end, so I'm not even able to hear what you're saying. So I'm just going to assume you're saying your hair looks amazing. No, thank you. I love your order.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah.
Right there, I'm working on. You just what else go? Someone say something while I'm doing something cuz I've got
Do we get everybody's Christmas memory?
Have we got everyone's yet? Thank you, Robbo.
That's what I do. Everybody? I heard
a new one, but it was a little too sincere, I think, for where this podcast has gone. Since
no, sincere is good. It's fine. We can handle sincere.
I mean, you've got the best one so far, so please.
Well, this one was a little bit more pandering, is that I think being on this show Saturday night talking about that last episode of Mando was like a great, for a weird Christmas where, like, I would, you know, normally I would have been flying home that weekend and I wasn't. Mm. So being able to have that, like we went for like 3 hours just, and it just never stopped being fun, never stopped being awesome. So like that, you know, your chat was amazing. And then everyone else who was on the show with us was great. And it was just like a good, like it was a good way to soothe what otherwise is a pretty frustrating holiday season this year.
I appreciate that because I'm the same.
I felt so good when we got off that stream on Saturday night. I was like, man, it was just felt so great to have that fun of a warm and friendly conversation. And everyone is that excited about Star Wars and having something that genuinely surprised a bunch of us. And it was really fun to like just geek out about it for a while.
Right. Absolutely. I think that's like how I felt about just like all these roundtables have been so great for this year.
Where'd Noah go?
Oh, you know.
He's been replaced by younger Noah right there. See? Got him right.
Yeah, I see him right there.
All right.
Younger Noah's a zygote. What are you talking about?
Younger Noah and his dungeon.
I've just got to say to some Harry business. Where's no? Is...
Yeah, I was going to say I have to head out myself. We've got a early day tomorrow. So I will. Yeah, I appreciate, as always, everyone being here. And you guys can take Noah.
No, Corey, you have to run the shop and run the little thing until I get back.
Okay. What are you talking about? I'm right here, Steele. We do a show.
No, but this way I give him some responsibility. He doesn't leave because I've got something for when I get back.
Okay.
I'll give me 2 seconds. I've got a killer. Is it a bug, a spider, cockroach? There's a bug, everyone.
Okay.
Oh no.
And in the spirit of Christmas, I'm going to kill it. Okay, I'll be back. I'll bring the carcass. It's gonna be awesome.
Alrighty. Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna hold you to that.
All right, everybody, welcome to Kessel Run Radio, the fastest Star Wars show in the galaxy. I am here as always with Corey Van Dyke. What's up, man?
What's up, dude? It's been quite a week for Star Wars news. The Mandalorian finale just came out, and it was something that I think every Star Wars fan was excited about. How you doing,
man? I'm all right. I'm just thinking about my favorite orders.
Yeah,
Star Wars in.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
And now that Steele is gone, no one can judge.
We have a couple
me.
Of guests here to join us tonight. Starting with, we have Robbo here, the Skull.
Don't drag me into this, dude.
Come on.
Hey, this is your chance to come on.
I must be totally foreign to your audience. Like, there's no way.
Just embrace it.
Yeah, well, we share a similar audience with Steele, so if they know you in Steele, so.
I mean, that they must like Star Wars, I would assume, but that has to be.
All right, our guest is being difficult. We also have.
I like about it is that when you combine us, this is now three podcasts we've been on during this one podcast.
Wait, I saw y'all were on Sith List. What are they doing? They're recording like live?
They're recording, yeah. It was a Inception moment.
I heard my good friend Iraj.
Yes, he was present.
All right, right there.
Well, unfortunately, I have to bounce. So to everyone on the panel, happy holidays. Everyone in the chat, happy holidays. And
thank you.
I hope I can discuss Star Wars with you guys some more.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait. Don't leave because you might ruin my joke. Wait there. Give me a second. I've been working on this for several minutes now.
Like his fluffy hair. He just has to go bounce it around a few times.
I was going to say, go cut your hair.
Don't you dare cut that hair.
Cut it.
No. Those consequences like will be created and enforced.
And a good hair for your life.
Cut it like this. I think it's a good look.
No,
also,
I wouldn't.
Also, if you do your facial hair like this, they'll call you chin strap in a YouTube comment. I got a YouTube comment said, can this chin strap guy shut up? I was like, thank you.
That was quite funny.
Oh, man, that is a live streaming milestone right there when somebody makes fun of your facial hair.
Absolutely.
All right. Savor it.
So I'm trying to bring back those YouTube thumbnails. You know, remember when The Force Awakens came out and everything had a circle and confirmed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at this. Noah Van Outlaw. Confirmed.
That's what I was.
That was your bit this whole time.
I just love the red circles, man. If you Star Wars fandom in 2015-16, it was all about the red. There was red circles around. Yeah. There was ones about Snoke's head, and then the bump in Boba Fett's head.
Why did Aiden have to be here for that?
Yeah, because when he leaves, Noah will move down, and then my circle.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I gotta bounce. So,
all right,
bye, Alden. Okay, I still made you stay for that. That was really.
Yeah, we're all sorry.
That's all right.
How dare you? I'm gonna deconfirm you, Noah, if you don't watch out.
Oh, really?
Right. Bye, everyone.
Hi, Aiden. Have a good holidays, mate.
Bye, dude.
You're looking at hair in the mirror for a while longer.
All right, this isn't working, but we have got a hero to work it back out, and it's Matthew Moll. Down in Sydney. Look, Noah Van Outlaw is confirmed once more. Yeah. Hey, to Matthew, what's going on?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm having fun, just mucking around with all the crew. Little bit of Christmas chatter. What you got for us? I just saw that poster. I had not seen that poster for so long. The Phantom Menace. I remember when that came out and the shadow being Darth Vader and just like going, they're geniuses. How do they think this stuff up at Lucasfilm Limited? George Lucas, how does he do it? There's a shadow. It's in the shape of Darth Vader. This is the best thing ever.
I wasn't born yet.
Neither was I.
Jesus. What? No.
Were you conceived yet though, Noah?
Yeah.
We both were.
Let me think. I can't. Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, wait, I'm trying to think. When did that poster come out?
That poster came out in like 97, so we definitely weren't.
That poster came out in 97?
Yeah, we weren't even a thought.
No.
I hate you.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. All right, guys, have a good night. And I will.
Yeah, I'm going to hop off too, but.
All right, have a good holidays, you guys.
All right, yep. Good night, guys.
For sure, later.
Bye, everyone.
Hey. Toro watch.
Yeah. I really miss the red circles. I miss when that was the thing that YouTube Star Wars videos had.
You can be Noah Van Outlaw if you want.
This is someone's fan theory now that Noah
would
be.
I was going to say you should bring that up again and not change it. But
I know what Robo wants, the Filoni hat.
I will say that I miss when YouTube videos were like things that people were excited might be happening as opposed to just making up ridiculous rumors about recasts and
angles. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I like the red circles and the arrows and stuff much better than the putting like evil red eyes on every woman associated with Star Wars.
Yeah.
What the hell red circle is that?
At least they were aware that they were being dumb.
Yeah, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Those thumbnails, sometimes I'm thinking, oh, man, Rian Johnson's had a hard night. Look at his eyes.
He's going to be so upset when he logs into YouTube and sees what they've done to him. He's going to be mortified. He's going to crown his Oscar.
Matthew, what do you got for us for a Christmas memory, buddy? Or holiday memory?
Holiday memory. I mean, you know, as much as we make fun of the sequel trilogies or have our issues with them, I think, you know, the last 5 years, every December has been Star Wars month. You know, you go to the midnight premiere, lack of sleep, and, you know, it's been a wild ride. And, you know, we weren't going to get that for quite some time. But, you know, last weekend was just movie-esque levels. I mean, Steel, your endorphins were flowing, that's for sure.
Oh, here's what I've been thinking about. If Luke Skywalker did ignite the green in a movie theater, that wouldn't have worked out too well for everyone else in the cinema at all.
I think that the theater would have had a noise complaint from how much people would have been screaming.
Yeah.
That it would have been that's one thing that is like a slight tinge of like, ah, damn it. Because you know how there's like in Endgame, people have got in cinema like audio recordings of when people came through the portal and like you just hear people just like going, bah! Like just losing their mind. And that's what they did when I saw it.
it would have been like a cinema full of people watching Luke ignite the green and would have been pretty sweet. But we can just play all our reaction videos at the same time. Continue, Matthew. Sorry.
So, yeah, no, I mean, I've just loved the December Star Wars month and just so happy it continued again this year. It was just something pretty special. And I don't know how Mandalorian goes to the next level next year. I mean, after what they threw at us. Yeah.
Well, do you know how they go to the next level next year? But it's not bringing out an episode. That's what they do.
True. Keep you waiting.
They just give you Boba Fett. Which will, yeah, I have no idea. Is Grogu going to be in season three, or is Grogu? I would respect the show quite a bit just for the braveness. If Grogu's not in it until the end of season three or season, and I'm a Grogu guy. Don't worry about that. But I'm just interested about like the story that they might be able to tell. What do you think, Riley?
Well, I mean, according to some very verifiable rumors about season two, I know that Pedro is no longer on the show, so they'll have to film around that absence. And I will be curious to see if they will go a route with no Grogu for longer than an episode or two, or if they are going to like cut ahead in time a little bit, or what's going to happen with it. That's going to be... I mean, they have a huge like world they're building now with all these new shows. They can't rely on Grogu for all of it. So right. I think that they're going to have to go and risk to see. I'm my lot of thoughts, because I wasn't expecting to have to answer this question, but I will say that I think The Believer shows that The Mandalorian works without Grogu. Even though Grogu was the driving force of that episode, I think that there is enough happening with Din and his, like, having him on a quest or a path that I think you can have a show about Din without Grogu. So I don't think you have to have it. But whether or not I don't think the fan base is going to, like, stop watching Star Wars because there's no Grogu in it. But I also think that Disney knows they can sell as many Grogu toys as they can possibly crank out, so they're going to keep them in the eye at some point. So creatively, I think they could do fine without him. I think that marketing-wise, they're going to want to keep him around.
What about – they should just do, like, the animated Grogu adventures or something. Like, just a little – Harry, there's this Lego Star Wars Grogu goes out and he makes a snowman, and it's like a minute and a half. We've watched it 40 times already. He is furious at me that there's not more. It's my fault. I know Grogu, apparently. Or he doesn't even know it's Grogu. It's Baby Yoda. But yeah, I just don't know where it's going to restart. Like, he hasn't got his little Razor Crest. Is he? I feel like the big event at the end that's going to bring them all together is this, like, trying to get Mandalore back. That just seems like it's like this big thing that they're mentioning.
Who has Mandalore?
Well, I mean, he's gonna season three, episode one, he kills Bo-Katan. So I think that story will resolve itself pretty quickly. And then they're like, now you're the new leader of Mandalore. He's like, no, I'm not. I don't care. And he like drops it and just moves on. But no, I mean, seriously, like the question is like, the way drama works, and the skull will tell you if you just listen, the way this works is that the character has to want something. If the character doesn't want something, the audience will not care. So the question is like, what? Because he doesn't want to retake Mandalore. He doesn't care. He doesn't want to be the king of Mandalore. He doesn't want anything. At this point, there's nothing left for him to want. So they have to create something completely new. And I mean, unless it's going to be like Baby Greedo or something, I think it's going to be sort of not what we're expecting, you know? I do expect Baby Greedo, but yeah.
Little McClunky. Little Baby McClunky.
You keep that word out of his mouth.
Do you think, like, in the, like, the Avengers Endgame big event, Are we getting what I think we're getting?
What do you think we're getting, Steel?
I'm thinking we're getting Mandalorians. feel like we're getting Ahsoka. I feel like we're getting Grogu. I feel like we're getting Luke Skywalker. And they're all doing something. I mean, on the TV.
We got those. We got them on the TV, Steel.
Oh, at the same time. Yes,
we are getting those things because we've already gotten those things.
Yeah. Thank you, Riley.
I do.
They're going to battle Thrawn.
I really want to see Ahsoka and Luke interact either in an animated way or a live action way, just because I feel like those are two characters that have such of a connection through Destiny and the Force that I think it's dry. I want them to meet. Like, I want those two characters having.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that they apparently haven't met. Right? Like, that's the one person Luke would want to talk to, and probably like one of the people Ahsoka would not want to talk to. Right? Like, it seems like I don't think she, like, I want to talk to the son of the guy who killed me before time travel, and then I'm going to tell him how great his dad was because he's going to keep it. But my dad was great, right? Well, yeah, before he killed me and I had to be rescued by time travel. Yes, he was great.
I don't think his mindset in Pile of the Apprentices, this is the guy who's killing me. Like, she's also trying to reach out. And, like, that's my thing. Is like, Ahsoka is the only other person besides Luke until possibly the Kenobi series to ever break through Vader's armor, and like, both physically and metaphorically. But, like, she's the one that, for just a half second, got him to be Anakin again. And that's what Luke also did. And I think there's a connection there.
Well, do you think that Force Ghost Anakin would have, like, gone to Ahsoka and said, sorry about all that.
Sorry about all that murdering.
Whoops.
Whoops, the daisy.
He showed up for the party on Endor and then bounced. He never came back.
Now, I just dispute how nice a guy Luke Skywalker thinks his dad is. That would be my I think he's pretty open to have an honest discussion about the type of guy that he was over the years, Robbo.
Okay. I mean, yeah, sure. If you want to sit on the joke like that, go ahead. I mean, it's wasn't serious, but, you know, hey. I'm sure the laughs just got were worth it, right?
Yes, they were. They were very much worth it. What a disgruntled pink skull you've turned into. Did you just wink at me?
Not intentionally. The skull just has a mind of its own.
Excellent. Matthew, have you shared all your Christmas memories yet?
Yes, I think I'm out. I've five midnight premieres and or four actually. Solo didn't come out at in December.
Mistake.
Oh, yeah. Who knows what reality would be in now. But I like the shows we're getting now. So if we got the Solo thing, it's a butterfly effect how these things change. Alrighty, guys. I think we've done enough Christmas cheer. I feel is everyone cheered? What
Christmas memory? I don't know. Who was that? I'm sorry. I'm hearing things.
Matthew, were you just asking Robbo about his Christmas memory?
Sure. Robbo, okay. What's your Christmas memory?
It's actually really quickly. I've got two, but they're very, very short. The first one is that, of course, watching The Force Awakens with my son. He was 5 years old at the time. He fell asleep at the last third of the movie. But it was the worst third, so it was fine. And he went wearing his Luke Skywalker costume that I made for him that Halloween, and I loved it. That was great. And by the way, everybody out there, parents or whoever, if you're going to make a Luke Skywalker costume, a cheap karate uniform stained with tea in a big kettle is a pretty good approximation of the Luke Skywalker.
Type of tea matter, or can it be any kind?
It could be any time as long as it's brown. Like, green tea probably won't do it, but yeah. And then my other memory is that the way I lost all of my classic Kenner Star Wars figures and vehicles and such is that in the late 80s, I think somebody my mom knew, some kid, his dad lost his job around like November or something. And so they had to really tighten the old belt and couldn't have like a big Christmas that year. And so my mom got it in her mind that she would like, oh, I'll get this boy like Star Wars. I can give him my son Star Wars stuff. And she talked to my aunt and uncle and their my cousin. You know, he has some Star Wars toys he wasn't playing with that much, and they took those and donated hundreds of dollars worth of Star Wars toys to this kid who I've never met. No, I'm just kidding. It was like like a few years later, I was like, why did you do that? Why didn't you know they would be so valuable? But they wouldn't have been valuable. They were in, I'm sure, terrible condition. And the slightly older Robbo realized this was a touching and important lesson about compassion and putting yourself in other people's shoes and the true spirit of the holidays and all that. And
that little boy grew up to be one of your area's leading toy scalpers.
Yeah, I don't like to think about the garage sale that all those things vanished in. I'd like to think he treasured them forever, but thank you, Steele. Thank you.
That's what happened with us. My brother was a little bit older than me, and he had everything. Like, he had the Death Star playset, he had the Endor playset, he had like every Star Wars toy that had been out in the early 80s, he had them all. And then he kind of got a little bit older and kind of grew out of Star Wars and became more of just like a total, like a sports jock kind of guy. And I was still too young to really know what we had. And my parents, my mom just sold all of them at a garage sale for probably pennies on the dollar. And to like within like 2 years, we were like, that's when like we started realizing how valuable these things were going to be. And then it was like a thing where like we could have had so much money in selling these Star Wars toys. And yeah, to this day, I think about the playsets that I would still have if we hadn't done that. So
the closest I ever came to burglarizing another person's home was for some reason was at somebody's house. And it was, I think, around the holidays. It was like a Christmas party. It's like someone my parents knew. And I was down in their basement with the other kids, like playing or watching a video or something like that. And I noticed they had a ton of vintage Kenner Star Wars toys in their toy chest. Like, not like the usual suspects. I'm talking like they've got your Death Star droid, they've got your Greedo, they've got your 2-1-B. And it was just the point where I was like, their kids have grown up. I could take these. And nobody would notice or care.
Did you ever think just offer them like $50 and hope they wouldn't figure out what it, like how much they were worth?
No, I wasn't smart.
Velocity was the
I just thought, you know, I can't do this.
You can't rob that house.
I can't rob these people I've never met.
That's where he got his nickname, Rob-O.
All right, I'm done. Now we can go.
Catherine Neen says, my beloved Catherine Neen, easily the best listener I've ever had.
Our beloved Catherine Neen, thank you.
You speak for yourself, Pink Skull. My December in Star Wars is forever linked by Steel, that the Force Awakens premiere, then the live reaction podcast was the best night of my life. Catherine, it is up there. That Force Awakens premiere night, and then we did the podcast at 2:30 in the morning at the bar next door was, oh my gosh. I remember just uploading the episode as the sun was rising. It's like, this is what it's meant to be, hey? As the sun rises, as does brand new content. Beautiful stuff. Kieran Dodwell, he's out. Happy holidays. Everyone else have happy holidays. This has been super fun. I hope everyone watching or listening live, or I did it tonight because I figure tonight's Christmas Eve in Australia, and then people might be, although Australia is a lot more travelable at the moment, if that's a word. So they can watch it tomorrow on Christmas Day if you're bored or you got some, you know, need to fill some time. So, yeah, I just hope everyone has a safe time and happy time. And hey, as Maria said, she's wiser than any of us. Next year's going to be, it's going to be a banger. It's going to be a whole lot better. It's going to be a whole lot better. So, Oh, the ignition. Kyle, do you have anything you'd like to plug, my buddy?
Yeah, nothing really. Follow me on Twitter at ByandPissed. And see you all later. May the force be with you. And a Merry Christmas.
Robbo, how you going, Pink Skull? What do you got?
I was watching the lightsaber fight. I'm sorry. okay. No, I'm good. Happy holidays and happy new year to everybody. It can only get better from here, or so I would hope. And yeah, it's been a blast, and I can't wait to be there for every single episode of The Bad Batch. No, I won't be doing that. That's joking.
You'll watch it, Robbo.
I not planning on it, but I do plan
How do you not watch it? You've got the subscription. It's there. There's Riley's feeling me. There's a 25-minute Star Wars cartoon there. Why wouldn't you just click play, see what's going on? Fennec Shan, what's she doing? Hey.
The Fennec Shan, and then the implication that it's going to be set in that first year or two of the Rebellion is really interesting to me. So
I hope it's really good. And once I hear how great it is from people who aren't already Star Wars fans, then I will check it out. I can't watch everything. That's what, minutes of my life, everybody. I can't just throw those away. Am I going to see the giant clone eat a turkey? Yeah, probably, because that's what he does. It's not that great. I don't know. Anyway, can't wait to be for my guest spot on Kessel Run Transmissions. You heard the invitation here yourselves. It's documented. So I will be there.
Excellent. I can't wait for that, Robbo. Have a great Christmas with the little dude. Matthew, would you like to do some sweet plugging, buddy?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I'm actually coming from my son to be born in March next year. I'm in the nursery. My wife's cooking a turkey outside, and I'm not allowed to record today from my usual desk. But yeah, we're doing a Three Men and a Baby Yoda podcast, and I want to thank you, Steel. You've been a podcast hero of mine for some time, and gave us the nudge to get started.
I try to discourage as many people as possible, actually. So you've taken the wrong message.
You owe him an apology, if anything.
I'm trying to make it so I'm the only Star Wars podcast YouTube person
from Australia.
No, just on the planet. I'm just taking you out one by one. Sarah Connor. I've just got all the podcasters listed, and it's just like. and what episode are you up to now?
Episode 3. We've done. We managed to do. Yeah, the Jedi. The siege and the finale as well. So, hoping to keep going over the Christmas break. We'll probably come back January 1 and do a Where is Star Wars Going? And then, unlike Robbo, get excited for the Bad Batch.
Hey, pretty much always, unlike Robbo, is a good plan.
I agree, actually, yeah. You'll go far.
I won't rob my neighbor.
Riley, what's up?
I'm actually looking forward to the High Republic books that are finally going to be knocking out early next year. I'm looking forward to the Light of the Jedi. I'm looking forward to that. That's kind of the exact thing that I've wanted from Star Wars for a long time, is more stories of an era where the Jedi aren't either on the brink of disaster or recover from disaster, but actually are like a fully functioning group that actually is doing what the Jedi are supposed to do. So I'm excited about that. And because that's what I've been wanting ever since I played the Knights of the Republic games. So that, which to be fair, was on the brink of and recovering from a disaster as well. But yeah, I'm excited about that. I was not excited about Bad Batch until the Investor's Day preview. And I'm like, okay, this is something that I will still dedicate time to. I'm excited for it. It looks good. It's going to be fun. And you can find me on Nerdist.com writing about all sorts of nerdy stuff. So there you go.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to Bad Batch. I think it's Fennec Shan. Interesting part of the timeline. And some of those visuals were pretty sweet. And I like the idea of doing the Clone Wars after Revenge of the Sith. It's too much Clone Wars. No offense, Corey. Too much Clone Wars between Attack of the Clones and Revenge. That's a, they had a lot of adventures. So keep it going. Keep it going. And Schmeezy agrees with Riley. Yeah, exactly. New stories. I got a bit taken my breath away by Schmeezy's got smooth Yoda in the Avatar.
So, Acolyte down the road. I'm excited to get that era that Acolyte's going to be set in, maybe a little bit more expanded on before we get to it. So,
Acolyte seems super cool. The Taka one is, that's the, it's just, I so hoping it is Dawn of the Jedi, and then that sets off, like, we get to start from that movie's the start of a timeline without just, I can't imagine how freeing it will be to not have to have prequel dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Just start at the start and then do three movies. It'll be the best. It'll be the best.
I'm looking forward to that too. I'm looking forward to, you know, Jenkins and Road Squad for the same reason. Like, it's a movie that can be set past everything and no longer, you know, I don't know how far ahead they're going to be, but I like the idea of it being further along. So,
Riley, who do you think the mystery co-screenwriter is?
Oh, I don't know. I have no clue.
I'm just curious. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yeah, I don't, I honestly have, that kind of stuff I don't tend to speculate as much on, because I like to kind of like allow, if there's going to be a mystery, then I'm okay to let it be a mystery for a little while. So, yeah.
Because when they're like, it's Colin Trevorrow, he's back.
Yeah.
Nah, it's that Terrio.
Terrio. Got to get the Trevorrow Terrio team up. Tag team.
What if Rogue Squadron ends up being the first part of Rian Johnson's new trilogy, and it's just like a whole, just a total own on the fandom, which I would
love. I would probably die laughing.
Yeah,
I know. I would be okay with it too.
Oh, look what they buried! They haven't mentioned this new trilogy in a while.
Rogue Squadron,
writing it with Patty.
Finally, they're paying attention to what I want. My heart.
And they give Rian Johnson the Filoni treatment. He's just in like the second X-wing in every shot.
That's what I just said when you said, "What would you do if you had the hat on?" Well, obviously, it would be jump into an X-wing and jump on screen. So
Yeah, do the hat. He should have the little, you know how like the fighter pilots have little logos on there? He should have little like stenciled on hats. That'd be pretty cool for Trapper. Anyway, Noah Outlaw wants to know, how are they still going? Noah, dude, come on, buddy.
Yeah, it's called professionalism,
like,
man.
He acts like he's never fired up a live stream before.
Jeez. That was some of the worst content from Noah ever.
Anyway, if you want to get yourself a little Christmas present, in the links down below, belowthecollar.com/steelworlds, the new return t-shirt, the reissues of the Ignite the Green, Sith and Destroy, Gamorrean Fighting Championships, the Yodi Hawk, the My War, the Exegol is for Lovers, the Yubnub, they're all up there. They're delightful t-shirts. They're good uses of, good misuses of the license. You know what I'm saying? But hey, everyone, we're probably going to have a bit of a break from doing the streams as we all celebrate the holidays. Noah, stop the plugs. Okay, well, don't go to Kessel Run Trans Jawa or whatever it's called. But I'll probably be back during the week just to do just one, just to recap where we are. But then we'll be back in January. More content and interviews again. I've got interviews lined up again, just like back in the day. But thanks everyone on the mashup of thanks everyone from the Sith List and Kessel Run, Maria, and Riley, Robbo, Matt, so many people jumping in. Oh, okay. Noah Outlaw would like everyone to know tpublic.com /KRT transmissions. If you want to get your Ignite the Hairdo t-shirt or whatever they're peddling over there. But clearly, undisputed.
Long enough.
This episode has gone on.
Long enough.
So, have a great holidays. Be safe. Be well. If you're doing it tough, hit up a friend. You can hit up me. Just hit me on Twitter if you know, you need someone to chat to and all that good stuff. But take care, and hey, may that force be with you.
What did they do to us?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.